Here's another poem specially recorded for photographers. Now, it's a very, very vivid poem full of images which photographers would love to work on, and you'll see what I mean in a minute. The photographers in question are in County Mayo in Ireland, on the Atlantic coast as we speak, and they're Roger Overall, Neil McShane, Peter Cox, supported by a guy who's doing the audio for them while they're recording. He's also a photographer. But this is a long poem, and it's called Towards a Conversion, and it's by John F. Dean. Now, John F. Dean is a very fine poet, and I found this poem in the Best of Irish Poetry 2007, edited by Maurice Reardon. Maurice Reardon, the editor. So here goes. I'll read it to you as best I can. And hopefully, guys, if the weather is crap and the clouds are down and you can see absolutely nothing and you can do no landscape photography, this poem will conjure some images in your mind which you can photograph with your imagination. Towards a Conversation. There is a soft drowse on the bog today. The slight bog cotton scarcely stirs for now. This could be what there is of the universe, the far-off murmuring of the ocean, the rarest traffic passing, barely audible beyond the hill. I am all attention, held like a butterfly in sunlight. I am in love with this island earth, the fibrous, incandescent, unsouled ground, its necessary distance, its familiarity. I can achieve a while, an orchid quiet, the tiny shivering of petals, the mere energy of being. Along the cuttings, slow bubbles lift through black water and escape softly into sunlight. I have loved always the tough, upbearing heather springs and yielding moss. The complex knotting of roots has been an origin, and nothing new nor startling will happen here, save the growth of sphagnum into peat. If this is prayer, then I have prayed. I walk over millennia, the Irish wolf and bear, the elk and other miracles, everywhere bog oak roots and ling, forever in their gentle torsion, with all this floor a living thing, held in the world's care, indifferent. Over everything the predatory crow, the monkish body hooded in grey, croaks its backsod cleansing music. Lay down, lay your flesh down here. You will become carrion compost, sustenance for the ravening roots. You will be yourself, a prayer. You will be praise, present without guile or art or favour, for something huge and undefeated looms, something like truth, integrity, like dread. This, I think, is where my God is, this his home, after the Iliads, the Odysseys, to return and lay your head down on the familiar. God is here, and will be. Sometimes a kestrel appears from the shadow of the hill and hovers, all life beneath continuing out of respect. Later, you may come across some split feathers. You may hear a terrified small squeal of pain or fright. If you step too fast, a A snipe may explode out of the cuttings to startle the very air about it. Listen for the harmonies. A lingering sadness makes in a counterpoint to peace. And be converted to the bleak bones of necessity, to the languorous leaching of life's fluids, to the slow, the concentrated obedience of peat and root and scutch to their creator. Turn then and move back quietly to the road, your fingerprints on the soft earth already fading. That's it. I first read it on the 25th of March 2007. What a poem from Mayo for photographers in the circle of confusion.